Okay, get this. Have you ever thought about how much trash you make every day?
I try not to. It's probably a lot, though.
Well, it's over 4 pounds per person on average. That's like carrying a bowling ball of garbage around. Yikes.
Wow, a bowling ball. That's crazy.
Right. But imagine if we could, like, lighten that load, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us. What if we could build entire communities that were sustainable? Places where people and the environment, they all thrive together now and in the future.
Sounds pretty ideal.
And the really interesting thing is, it doesn't have to be some big government program. It doesn't have to be top down. It can start with people like you and me right in our
That's
neighborhoods.
so true. Community involvement. I mean, that's really the key to making this stuff work. When everyone's on board and they share that same vision, well, people can really do incredible things.
It's like, what's a good analogy? A team sport. Everyone has their position, and you work together, you get these amazing wins.
Exactly. Much bigger wins than anyone could get alone.
So it's not just about waiting for someone else to fix the planet. It's about each of us doing what we can right where we are.
That's the spirit. And there's one area where this community power really shines through. It's reforestation.
Trees.
Yeah, and it's more than just planting a tree, you know? It's about caring for it, making sure it grows up healthy so that it's part of the ecosystem for a long time.
I get that. So it's not just a one-time event. It's like a legacy.
Yes.
Okay, but hold on. How does that tie into social justice? Those seem like two totally separate things.
Well, on the surface, maybe they do. But honestly, sustainability and social justice, they go hand in hand.
Really?
Think about it. When you have communities that are working towards sustainability, they often end up tackling some of the issues that cause inequality, too.
Can you give me like a specific example?
Sure. Let's say you have a community that's pushing for affordable housing. And D, they're working to build more green spaces.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
So, by making sure everyone has a good place to live, and D, a healthy environment, well, you're creating a community that's fairer for everyone.
So you're not just thinking about the trees, you're thinking about the people too.
You got it.
Okay, but let's be real. A lot of people think that sustainability is expensive, that you have to give up a lot to be sustainable.
I hear that a lot, but that's just not true. Sure, there can be some upfront costs. I mean, any big change takes some investment, but in the long run, going sustainable can really boost the economy.
Oh, how so?
Well, look at community-owned renewable energy projects.
So instead of getting your power from a big company, you're generating it yourselves.
Exactly. They make their own power, they create jobs, and all the money stays within the community.
That makes sense.
Plus, you've got things like local food co-ops. People get fresh food, farmers have a place to sell their stuff, and again, more jobs.
So it's like this win-win-win. Good for the environment, good for people, good for the local economy.
Right, and don't forget, you've got to have data to make all this work well.
Data. Like, what do you mean?
Well, if you're trying to develop sustainably, you need information, right? Like how much energy are people using? What kind of waste are they generating?
Oh, I see. So it's not just like feel-good vibes. It's about using information to make smart choices.
Exactly. And those choices need to be tailored to each individual community, right? What works in one place might not work in another.
So there's no magic formula. It's about figuring out what works best for each situation.
And that's what keeps things interesting. There are so many possibilities, and that's what makes this field so exciting, you know?
Well, speaking of exciting, I'm really curious to hear about some of those examples. Like, what are some of the most inspiring sustainable communities around the world? What are they doing that's really working?
Oh man, there are so many amazing examples. One that always pops into my head is urban beekeeping in New York City, of all places.
Beekeeping in the middle of Manhattan. How does that even work?
Right. It seems crazy, but it's super effective. It helps with the whole problem of bees dying off. It provides local honey, and it even gets people in the city more connected to nature.
I love that. It's like totally unexpected and it solves a problem.
It does. And then you've got all these amazing things that indigenous communities are doing.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, they've been living sustainably for centuries, right? So bringing back some of those traditional practices, things like saving seas and agroforestry, well, it not only protects biodiversity, but also makes sure people have enough food.
It's kind of like we think we're so advanced, but sometimes the old ways are the best ways.
Yeah, sometimes the answers have been there all along.
Right.
And it's not just about looking to the past. We've got all these incredible youth-led initiatives all over the place.
Young people.
Yeah. They're cleaning up their communities. They're starting eco-friendly businesses. They're pushing for policies that make a difference.
I love that energy. It's so inspiring. It's like they're not waiting for permission. They're just doing it.
Yeah. It really shows that anyone can make a difference, no matter who you are or how old you are.
So we've seen all this amazing stuff happening around the world. But what about us? You know,
what about us?
What can we do right now in our own lives to be part of this movement?
I love that question. It might seem like a lot, but even little things can add up.
Okay, so what are some practical things people can do?
One of the biggest things is transportation. Think about how you get around. Can you walk more, bike more, maybe take public transportation instead of always driving?
Yeah, so instead of automatically hopping in the car, you stop and think, is there another way I can get there?
Exactly. And it's not just about cutting down on pollution. It's about being healthier, getting some exercise, and just enjoying your surroundings more.
Okay, so walking, biking, public transit, what else?
Well, how about the way you shop? Try supporting local businesses. Maybe go to a farmer's market instead of the big supermarket.
So you're keeping your money in the local community.
Yep, and you're getting fresher, healthier food.
And don't forget about reducing meat consumption. I mean, the meat industry, it's not exactly known for being eco-friendly.
Definitely not. So eating more plant-based meals, even just a few times a week, that can make a big difference.
It's about being aware of where your food comes from.
Yeah.
And making conscious choices.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the whole waste reduction thing.
Recycling.
Recycling is great, but it's really just the tip of the iceberg. We've got to embrace the five R's. Refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and D, then recycle.
Wait, five R's? Okay, break that down for me.
All right. So first, you refuse single-use plastics whenever you can. Then you reduce how much stuff you buy in general. You know, do you really need another pair of shoes? Then you reuse things instead of just throwing them away. And if you can't reuse it, see if you can repurpose it, give it a new life. And finally, if all else fails, then you recycle.
So it's like this hierarchy. You start with the most impactful actions and work your way down.
That's a great way to put it. And don't forget about composting.
Ah, yes, composting. Turning your food scraps into gardener's gold.
Exactly.
Okay, but beyond these everyday things, what about the future of sustainability? What are some of the more high-tech approaches?
Oh, this is where things get really cool. We're seeing amazing advancements in stuff like smart energy grids, urban green spaces, and even these things called filtering gardens.
Okay, hold on. Smart energy grids, what are those?
Think of it like this. You know how some people have smart homes where everything is automated and connected?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for a whole city.
Whoa.
You've got renewable energy sources built in, charging stations for electric cars, and even battery storage so you can use energy more efficiently.
So it's like a whole city working together to use less energy and be more sustainable.
Exactly. And those urban green spaces, they're popping up everywhere.
I love those. It's like they're bringing nature right into the concrete jungle.
They're not just pretty to look at, though. They help clean the air, they cool down the city, and they create homes for all kinds of wildlife.
Yeah, I've heard that cities can get way hotter than the surrounding areas.
Yeah, it's called the urban heat island effect. And green spaces help combat that. And then there are filtering gardens.
Filtering gardens? What are those?
They use plants to actually clean the water.
Wow, how does that work?
Well, you put them near a river or wetland, and the plants, they naturally filter out pollutants before they can get into the water system.
It's like nature's own water purifier. That's pretty awesome.
It is. And it shows that we can actually work with nature to fix environmental problems.
Okay, we've covered smart grids, green spaces, and filtering gardens. Is there anything else on the cutting edge?
Well, we can't forget about AI and data.
Oh, yeah. AI is like the hot topic these days. How's it being used for sustainability?
You name it. AI is probably being used for it. We're talking about analyzing huge amounts of data on energy, waste, transportation. You name it.
It's like having a super smart assistant helping us make the best decisions for the planet.
That's a good way to think about it. AI can spot trends, predict problems, and figure out how to use resources more efficiently.
So we're not just flying blind. We're actually using information to guide our choices.
Exactly. AI can help optimize traffic flow to cut down on pollution. It can even personalize tips for people on how to live more sustainably based on their own habits.
So it's like having a custom roadmap for each person.
Pretty much. And the best part is AI is always getting better, so who knows what amazing things it'll be able to do in the future.
That's exciting. It's like we have this constantly evolving set of tools to tackle the challenges of sustainability.
And it just keeps getting better. All these possibilities, it shows what we can achieve when it comes to building sustainable communities.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired by all this. It gives me hope for the future.
Me too. It's amazing what we can do when we set our minds to it and work together, you know.
You know, hearing about all these awesome projects, it makes me wonder, what's the secret ingredient? Like, what makes some communities really successful at this whole sustainability thing?
That's a really good question. And you're right, there are some patterns you see over and over in the communities that are really thriving. One of the biggest ones, strong leadership.
We've already talked about leadership and community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's different here?
Yeah, we did touch on it, but it's so important, it's worth repeating. Because when we're talking about sustainability, leadership isn't just about having a title, it's about inspiring people, motivating them to work together.
So it's less about giving orders and more about getting everyone excited about a shared vision.
Exactly. You need people who can set clear goals, who can help others take action, and feel like they're a valuable part of the process.
So they're like, the conductor of an orchestra,
mm-hmm.
bringing all these different parts together to create something beautiful.
I love that analogy. And just like an orchestra needs talented musicians, those leaders need a community that's ready to get involved.
Which brings us back to community engagement. It can't just be a few people doing all the work, right?
Right. You need everyone participating to make it work. The more people involved, the stronger the movement becomes.
I can see that. It's like, if you feel like you're part of something bigger, you're more likely to stick with it, even when things get tough.
Exactly. And that sense of purpose of working together, that's what helps communities overcome challenges and keep going.
And it sounds like collaboration is a big part of it too, right?
Huge. You need everyone working together, residents, organizations, businesses, even the government.
It takes a village or a whole town or a city.
It really does. Because those partnerships bring resources, they bring different skills and perspectives, and they bring support, things that one group might not have on their own.
So it's about combining strengths to create a better solution for everyone.
Absolutely. But you know what else is super important?
What's that?
Education.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you can't just tell people to do things. They have to understand why it matters. Why are we doing this? How does it all fit together?
So it's about giving people the knowledge to make good choices and to become like champions for sustainability in their own lives.
Yes. Knowledge is power, as they say. And when people understand the connections between the environment, society, and the economy, well, they become much more effective advocates.
And because you're giving them the tools to make a real difference.
Exactly. And last but not least, we can't forget about adaptability.
Adaptability.
Yeah. Things change, plans go wrong, you have to be able to roll with the punches, you know?
So being flexible is important, especially with something as complex as sustainability.
Totally. Being open to new ideas, learning from mistakes, that's how you figure out what works best. Because what works for one community might not work for another.
It's kind of like gardening, right? You have to adjust to the weather, the soil, and try different things to see what helps your plants thrive.
I love that analogy. A sustainable community, just like a garden, needs constant care and attention to grow and flourish.
So we've got strong leadership, community involvement, collaboration, education, and adaptability. That's a lot of ingredients.
It is. But when you put them all together, that's when the magic happens.
So it's not about finding one perfect solution. No. It's about having a bunch of different approaches, a mix of ideas and actions that work together.
Exactly. Because sustainability isn't just about the environment. It's about people, too. It's about creating a world where both can thrive.
Well said. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the big picture, but let's zoom back in on some of the cool stuff that's happening right now. What are some of those cutting-edge technologies you mentioned earlier?
Oh, there are so many. We've got smart energy grids, urban green spaces, even those filtering gardens we talked about.
Smart energy grids. Okay, remind me what those are and why they're so exciting.
Imagine a city where the energy grid is like a super smart computer, constantly learning and adapting to use energy more efficiently. That's a smart grid.
So it's like a citywide system that's always adjusting to save energy.
Yeah. You've got solar and wind power integrated. You've got smart meters tracking usage. You've even got battery storage to smooth out the bumps when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing.
Wow. It's like upgrading a city's entire energy system for the future.
It is. And it's a game changer when it comes to moving away from fossil fuels and towards a cleaner, more sustainable energy future.
I can see why people are excited about that. And what about those urban green spaces?
Oh, they're amazing. We're talking green roofs, vertical gardens, even entire urban forests. It's like bringing nature right into the heart of a city.
Which is so important, right? Because cities can feel so disconnected from nature sometimes.
Absolutely. And it's more than just making things look pretty. Green spaces help clean the air, they actually cool down cities, and they create habitats for wildlife.
So it's a win for everyone.
Yeah.
Healthier people, a healthier environment.
Exactly. And they even help with that urban heat island effect we were talking about. Cities can get so much hotter than the surrounding areas, which isn't good for anyone.
Right. So green spaces are like a natural air conditioner for cities.
You got it. And then remember those filtering gardens?
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty cool. Plants that clean the water.
Right? That's right. You basically plant them strategically along rivers, wetlands, or lakes, and they act like natural filters, soaking up pollutants before they can contaminate the water.
It's like Mother Nature's own water treatment plant.
Exactly. And it shows how we can use nature to our advantage to clean up our messes and create a healthier planet.
So we've got high-tech grids, green oases in the concrete jungle, and plants that clean our water. What else is out there on the cutting edge of sustainable communities?
Oh, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. But there's one more thing we absolutely have to talk about, and that's AI and data.
Ah, yes, AI. It seems like it's changing everything these days. How's it being used for sustainability?
Oh, in so many ways. We're talking about analyzing huge amounts of data on things like energy consumption, waste management, transportation patterns, you name it.
So it's like having a super smart computer, helping us make better decisions for the planet.
You got it. AI can spot trends, predict problems, and figure out how to use resources more efficiently.
It's like having a crystal ball that shows us the best path towards a more sustainable future.
I love that analogy. And the applications are pretty much endless. We're talking optimizing traffic flow to reduce emissions, finding the most efficient routes for garbage collection, even personalizing sustainability tips for people based on their lifestyle.
So it's like AI is giving each person a custom plan for how to live more sustainably.
Exactly. And the best part is, AI is always evolving and getting smarter, so who knows what incredible things it will be able to do in the future.
It's like we have this constantly evolving toolbox for tackling the challenges of sustainability, and it just keeps getting better.
It really does. I mean, all these possibilities, it just shows how much potential there is for creating truly sustainable communities.
I'm feeling pretty optimistic after hearing all of this. It really shows how much we can achieve when we put our minds to it and work together.
Me too. There's so much power in collective action, and that's what gives me hope for the future.
You know, as we wrap up all this talk about sustainable communities, one thing that really stands out to me is how everything seems connected. Like, whether we're talking about fancy tech like AI-powered grids or something as simple as planting a community garden, it's all part of the same big picture.
It is, isn't it? It's not just about the specific things we do. It's about the motivation behind it. It's about people wanting to make a difference.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's this shared sense of purpose, this understanding that we're all in this together that seems to drive all these efforts.
Absolutely. We're all connected. Our actions have ripple effects. And when we work together, we can create a world that's sustainable and just for everyone.
It's like that saying, think globally, act locally, right? Mm. You can't fix the planet's problems without addressing them in your own community.
Exactly. Sustainable communities, they're the building blocks of a sustainable future. That's where ideas turn into action.
And it's not just about saving the planet. It's about making communities healthier, happier, and more fair for everyone.
Exactly. Sustainability, it's not just about the environment, it's about people too. It's about creating a world where both can thrive.
It's about understanding that we're all interconnected, our actions impact each other, and the planet as a whole.
Right, and that can be really powerful. It makes you realize that you're not powerless, you can actually make a difference, even when the problems seem really huge.
That's what I find so inspiring about all this. It's full of hope, full of possibility. It shows that we have the power to create the future we want.
Couldn't agree more. And that change, it often starts small, right in our own backyards, in our neighborhoods.
Right, it's the little things, the choices we make every day, the conversations we have. Those actions add up and create a ripple effect.
Absolutely. It's about embracing a sustainable way of life, a way of thinking that considers both people and the planet in everything we do.
So, as we finish up this deep dive into sustainable communities, I want to leave everyone with a challenge.
Ooh, a challenge. I like it.
Think about this. What's one small change you could make in your own life that, if your whole community adopted it, would have a huge positive impact?
Wow, that's a really good question. It could be anything. Cutting down on plastic, supporting a local business, even just talking to your neighbors about sustainability. Whatever feels right for you, take that first step.
Because even small actions, when we all do them together, can create a huge wave of change. Well, that's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another exploration of something amazing.